Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, focuses largely on the laws of jurisprudence, laws of financial matters between people, what happens if I damage you or my property damages you, or laws of theft, and many other areas similar to this. The Torah makes it clear that these laws are meant to be placed before the Jewish people and, as our sages tell us, are meant to be adjudicated, to be judged, before a Jewish court of law. The Talmud says that a judge who judges faithfully and truthfully and goes to great lengths and expends effort to judge properly and to deliberate the details and the facts of the case in a proper fashion and in a truthful and integral fashion is tantamount to as if he was a partner with God in the creation of the world. The question is, of course, why is specifically a judge who judges faithfully, truthfully, with great integrity, why is that akin to partnering with God in creating the world? There are a lot of things we could say that a judge who judges faithfully is, but specifically our sages chose that he is considered as if he is a partner with God in creating the world. Why is that the status of such a judge? The answer, based on various commentators, is that God did not create the world and give us the Torah in order for it to be merely an intellectual exercise. It's not, the Torah is not meant to be academic. And even the more complicated areas of Jewish law that require a great deal of concentration and focusing and so on, while Torah study is very important, ultimately the Torah study has to translate into practical life. It has to translate and become part and parcel of the world that we live in, part of the physical world. The Torah is not just a mental exercise for doing all sorts of fancy mental gymnastics and positing elaborate proofs or statements or theoretical structures of logic. That's important, and Torah study is important, and Torah study allows us to connect with the Torah. But ultimately, our sages tell us that all that Torah study, all those intellectual exercises, have to translate into practical life. Where more than anywhere else does Torah translate into practical life? In a court of law. Two people come, and they're litigating, and they're having a discussion, an argument about who owes money to whom, who damaged, whether or not one damaged the other, whether or not one is liable to the other, financial restitution, and so on and so forth. And this is seemingly a very mundane area of life. But here, our sages teach us that this is the purpose of the world. The world realizes its purpose when Torah law is translated into daily life. When Torah law ends up coming into the realm of daily life, into financial areas, and judges have to sit and they have to decide who owes money to whom, whose money is it, who's liable to whom, that when those laws become part of the actual physical world, the seemingly mundane world of business, of damages, and so on and so forth, that is the realization of God's intent in creating the world. It's bringing the Torah into the actual physical world. And therefore, the judge is regarded as a partner with God in the creation of the world, because this was the purpose and the intent of God's creating of the world, to put Torah into the physical world itself. While we may not be judges, but ultimately, in our lives, we have the opportunity to make judgments all the time. As far as whether or not we want to do something right or wrong, whether we're going to be careful with someone else's money or not, whether we're going to speak negatively about somebody, in a sense, we're always judges in terms of how we are going to live our lives, how we're going to conduct it, what we're going to do, and so on and so forth. And we need to realize that God put us here to make Torah part of the physical, mundane world. And to the extent that we do that, we're also realizing God's intention in the creation of the world. And while God created the world imperfect, we have the opportunity to perfect it, to finalize the creation of the world through our actions, through our judgments. It may realize its greatest ideal in a Jewish court of law, but in the courts of our own minds, of our own lives, we have that opportunity as well. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.